and add one extra slice of dime cake. Combine all together and you have the perfect day out at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Good dinner party?
Fun, but you definitely blew our budget.
Budgets are meant to budge.
You got everyone a gift, but it wasn't anyone's birthday.
Says the person who gave a coupon as a tip last week.
Have you bought a chandelier for a one-bedroom flat?
At least I didn't sublet the couch.
It's extra income. And keep it down. Joe is sleeping.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from age 7. So for help tackling your finances, search Barclays Make Money Work For You.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. King Charles has called on Commonwealth leaders to unite at a time of conflict around the world. Some countries want the Prime Minister to make amends for Britain's role in the transatlantic slave trade and to compensate relatives of those who were affected. That's not something Sir Keir Starmer wants to discuss, but King Charles acknowledged it in his opening address.
I understand from listening to people across the Commonwealth how the most painful aspects of our past continue to resonate. None of us can change the past, but we can commit with all our hearts to learning its lessons.
Prosecutors in America are recommending that two brothers whose crimes featured in a Netflix series should be resentenced. Eric and Lyle Mendez are serving life without parole for the murders of their parents in 1989. The Los Angeles District Attorney is now proposing a lighter sentence to reflect the abuse they suffered. Here's their lawyer.
We're just very hopeful that we get them released. Nothing would make me more happy than to celebrate Thanksgiving with them, with Joan, and have them out.
Sir Keir Starmer's hinted at possible tax rises for those who own shares and assets during questioning about his definition of working people. The Prime Minister's promised those who go out and earn their living won't be taxed more after next week's budget. More than a million NHS operations have been carried out in the private sector so far this year. Data suggests one in five surgeries took place in private hospitals. The Children's Commissioner says threatening parents with fines when their children miss school isn't stopping absences. And Longfield thinks developing a more inclusive school environment should be a better way of keeping children in class. And Bruce Springsteen has called Donald Trump a tyrant as he performs at a rally in Georgia.
He does not understand this country, its history, or what it means to be deeply American.
The boss is backing Kamala Harris in next month's presidential elections. Bookies currently have Trump as the favourite, though.
Of sunshine and showers for most of us. Fairly mild again, though, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Days start better with the sounds of nature.
In the park. On Magic Classical.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Start your day the natural way.
In the Park on Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
In the Park on Magic Classical. Thank you. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
in the Park.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir bringing us Rachmaninoff, We Hymn Thee. And there we come to the end of In the Park for this morning. We're back tomorrow morning as usual with the music and the bird song here on Magic Classical from 5 a.m.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, spendium lessicas, manias orpheum.
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
You all right, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For my live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys!
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up! Let's go, team!
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Hola, Einstein here. Just out tucking into tackles and the best business advice with my friend, Deborah Meaden.
Because much like a recipe, in business, you've got to get the basics right.
Indeed, and a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time. Oh, I think I miscalculated the hot sauce.
So that's more control of your business budgeting, at least.
Search Get a Smart Meter for Business today. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Prime Minister's hinted that people whose earnings come from profits on what they own could be taxed more. Sir Keir Starmer promised before the election that working people wouldn't see their taxes rise under him, but that might not cover people who make money from their assets.
Who I have in my mind's eye when I make decisions as Prime Minister are the sorts of working people who go out, work hard, and maybe save a bit of money, but don't have the wherewithal to write a cheque to get out of difficulties if they and their family get into difficulties.
Downing Street's clarified that people who hold a small amount of savings in stocks and shares still count as working people. The NHS watchdog says many children and young people are struggling to get the mental health support they need. The CQC says a lack of access now risks failing their future. Their stats show in 2023, a fifth of those aged between 8 and 25 had a mental health disorder. James Bullion is the organisation's interim chief executive.
If you invest in prevention, it means you might lessen need later on for those people in terms of their mental health. It is about resources. It's also about the model of how you deliver health and social care.
The King's warned Commonwealth leaders they must understand the most painful aspects of our past as some countries push for reparations over the slave trade. He didn't directly address slavery during his speech in Samoa, but called for governments to make the right choices in our future. US prosecutors say two brothers who spent nearly 35 years in jail for killing their parents could soon be released. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's recommending Eric and Lyle Menendez should be resentenced and released on parole in light of evidence that they were abused by their father. Reports suggest the government's dropping plans to ban outdoor smoking. Pub beer gardens and some parks are among the areas earmarked for new restrictions, but Downing Street is